This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
America. We are endowed by our Creator with certain unalienable rights, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. At Grand Canyon University, we believe in equal opportunity, and the American dream starts with purpose. To serve others in ways that promote human flourishing and create a ripple effect of transformation for generations to come. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.
Hey everybody, and welcome to The Bachelor Wrap Up. I'm Amy, here as always with the lovely Haley Strong. Haley, how are you doing tonight?
I'm great. I'm glad that I don't have to go surfing and we can do the gossiping part of the episode.
Perfect, yes. We don't need any, you know, strange costumes. We'll just break it down. And I hear you have a special guest for us today.
We sure do. We have brought somebody on here to bully. No, I'm just kidding. Best friend, old friend of the podcast, Angela Bloom. Welcome back. It's been a while. Gosh,
it has been a while. I am so sorry I've stayed away. To be honest, I haven't been as into the last few seasons, but...
Shocker. Why not?
Why? Right? It's so crazy because I have been like a since a day one Bachelor watcher, right? And like I will watch the premiere of the last few seasons and like have to like force myself to get through the episodes, but I feel like I like Joey enough that I was like, yeah, no, I'm into it. So I don't know, we'll see how it goes from here.
Yeah, what was it about this season that drew you in over some of the past seasons? Was it specifically Joey and how hot he is?
Yeah, I was just gonna say, was it his beautiful face? maybe. I also think like once you get through episode one, I think you can have an easier time. I think I was not able to find the time to like sit down and get through the first episode of the last few seasons. And then if you don't watch the first episode, I feel like you're never going to watch any of it.
That's
so
fair.
Yeah. But here I am. I'm so happy to be back.
We don't blame you at all. We're very happy to have you back. I think Joey's brought quite a few people back. I've heard that ratings are going up for the show from week to week. So
yeah, although I will say in this episode, he said a few things that I was like, oh, you know. I was like, it's a good thing you're pretty. That wouldn't be something we would do together.
We'll have to find out what that is.
She said as a married woman.
No, honestly, options, our wedding rings have gone like fully out the window.
I'm
in this.
I'm wearing mine. Don't tell my. I never wear it.
I don't wear mine either.
I have one that I bought off Etsy that I like replaced all of mine with that I wear. It's like an opal one.
Oh, neat.
Yeah. Like, nah, I'm not into the diamonds anymore.
We only wear ours for like hard pants occasions.
Totally.
If I'm wearing a yoga pant, I am not wearing a ring. That's
right. I also wear it when I go to work in New York City because I don't want people to talk to me, like men. And also we have to wear it whenever we see Mike's father, because for some reason in the last 2 years, my father-in-law has decided that like it's a really important that men wear their wedding rings, and he will like hound Mike. He'll see, that's like the second thing he'll say to him, be like, oh, how are you? Are you wearing your ring? Like, it's so strange.
That's so funny.
So we have to wear them.
Okay. A little fixation there.
Yeah.
Does he secretly work for Neil Lane?
I don't think so. Maybe.
Maybe. Maybe he's got some connection. All right. Well, before we get into this episode, Haley, there's a little bit of Bachelor Nation news to get into.
Just like a tiny bit, like yeah. a really tiny bit, which is that Nick Viall and his fiancée Natalie had their baby.
River Shockingly Rose. Beautiful child.
Yes.
Because neither of them are attractive.
Exactly.
yeah, River yeah. Rose. That feels like an exact name that they would go for.
Yeah.
And it's the exact name of Kelly Clarkson's daughter.
No way.
Is it really?
Yeah.
That's so funny. It reminds yeah. me, and this is like a nerdy reference, but River Song is a character from Doctor Who. So whenever anybody's oh. named River something, like it makes me think of that. But obviously, I don't think they watch Doctor Who. And apparently it's her grandmother. Yeah, I don't know.
I can't imagine her grandmother's name is River, but maybe there's like a connection there.
That's probably like a super strong pull.
yeah. but yeah, cute name. And congrats to them. And then, you know, I was kind of pleasantly surprised. It was sort of like a understated announcement. It wasn't like, I mean, I'm, you know, People Magazine or something. Maybe they still will do that, but it was just like them, you know, showing a picture of the baby.
Yeah, it was just like on Insta.
Yeah.
Very yes. cute.
And then Haley, you and I discovered that we both got into a show. If anyone's looking for something to watch, what drew you to this show? Because I wasn't expecting anyone else to watch this but me.
I was just like craving Love is Blind. Okay, like, I'm getting same. Amped up for the new season.
Yeah,
and I was perusing the Love is Blind Reddit threads, and people kept saying the Sweden season was good. And I was like, I'm not usually one. I don't like to read subtitles. I want to look at my phone so much while I'm watching TV. Like, I get tough. It. Like, it's just, I know it's bad, but it's just, that's just what I want to do. Mm-hmm. And so I was like, yeah, I'll put this on. There was English dubbing, and I was hooked. It was such a good season. And I think the only reason I realized you had probably watched it was that you were following one of the couples on Instagram as yeah. I went to go follow one of the couples on Instagram.
Yeah. Why else?
Like also follows and you're like, what?
I was like, oh, okay. We must've watched this then. And then I told some friends to watch it because it was genuinely a very good season.
I'll have to watch it.
Yeah. There's lots of twists.
The problem is turns. Like, you're right. Can I watch it and pay attention and read the subtitles? Like,
yeah,
no, I totally time, only time will tell. Too. Yeah,
no, yeah, no, they have the English dubbing, except on the reunion. That's the only episode you have.
To, like, I have a lot of trouble with dubbing, though. Like, I can't get into things that are dubbed.
No, you have to. Yeah, that's it's fair. Odd. You just have to like let it wash over you to get through the content, which is really good.
Yeah, yeah, I'll give it a good try.
I think the strangest part was when they would jump into English, like the actual person would jump into English, then you'd hear their real voice and you're like, whoa. Oh,
because they obviously, yeah. I mean, like people across the world speak English. Like,
yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's funny. Yeah. That's funny.
And on the like girls' bachelorette party, they wrote like a song. So like that was all in like their voices, voice. But it yeah. was in Swedish still.
Yeah. But yeah, it brought me back to sort of classic Love is Blind, where you cannot predict what's going to happen at the reunion or sort of the surprise couples that either break up or stay together. So
well, that's exciting because I do feel like there's been a little rote of late, you know, like it's like pretty predictable. So I'd yeah. be excited to
it's see a classic that. Really shallow guys worrying about
yeah, like I want to see some
cross aisle. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, there was a lot of things I had never seen on Love Is Blind before. So I would definitely recommend it. It was just a really good season.
Plus just like Swedish lifestyle porn, you know.
Oh yeah.
Oh
yeah,
god. Absolutely. A dream.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So take that recommendation when you're on a, you know, perusing Netflix and waiting. I think Love Is Blind US is coming out soon. But yeah, if that's a dud season, just pop over to Sweden. So, yeah, that was a fun discovery. All right. This episode, you know, a little sleepy of an episode, I'll have to say, but fun group dates, Haley. I don't think we would have been, like, totally tortured on these ones.
No, I don't think so either. I also feel like because I watched it tonight, like, speaking on Tuesday and was able to fast forward through all the commercials and was able to start it at like 6:45. I thought it was a pretty fine episode. Like, I didn't find myself being that bored or anything. Angela, how did you feel about it watching it in two pieces while on City Transit?
Right. Yeah. So I did watch it on my commute into New York City this morning and on my commute home from New York City this morning. So I enjoyed it. I will say that I did have to hit the 10-second fast forward button a few times during the pageant because I just can't deal with a pageant. I get secondhand embarrassment so badly, especially during Sydney's cheer. I was like, I fast forwarded and then I was like, shoot, like I have to watch this because I'm recording a podcast and I forgot. So I was like, dang it. So I did go back and watch it, but it hurt. Yes. No, I enjoyed it. I think that I appreciate a double group date type of situation rather than like the two one-on-ones and then the big group date. I think that that, you know, is a little bit more fun. I don't know if it's a hot take, but I don't always love the pool party at the end instead of the cocktail because it always ends up not being fun. Like, yeah, it's literally it never fun.
Play out the same way, doesn't it? There's always some sort of
they're like, oh, we're gonna have so much fun today, and then like it never is fun. So
Even throwing in KFC still played out the same way.
Which I have to say, Amy, how do you feel about that? Are you like a big anti KFC? Because I know I am as a animal lover. Like, we'll never eat and won't touch it. But
Yeah, I mean, it's not great, but I sort of distance myself from it. But I'm a vegetarian, so it's not somewhere I frequent.
Yeah, it's like not only for context, KFC was like had a big expose done on them. What was it, like the early 2000s, where it was like a lot of animal cruelty and like just like real terrible stuff. Never since then, like I'll never eat there. I won't eat there. I'll do
this podcast is not sponsored by KFC.
Def's not. Won't be ever. Not. Sorry, Rob.
No, but if they want to send me a coupon, I'm not going to say no.
Yeah, Haley's up to it.
Yeah.
To each their own.
Yeah. No, they got to rehab their image somehow, so.
I'm not a frequent KFC visitor. I'd say like once every 3 years, just like once in a while.
That's hits so the spot. Long. That's like me and Taco Bell. I would say once every 3 years, I'll have a Crunchwrap Supreme.
Yeah, it's just like I need that hit. I love some product placement. Like, I think it's funny.
I did think the thing at the, did you see the tag at the end?
Yeah.
I probably haven't laughed so hard.
I thought it was amazing.
In like my 10 years of Bachelor coverage.
I just thought he was like, he's so committed.
Yeah.
Also, I want that floaty is pretty funny.
Oh, true. Yeah. Haley, I could totally picture you having one of those pool floaties. Like,
absolutely. 100%. I would. If they want to send me one of those, please, I would love one.
So we start out with the pageant, as you mentioned, Angela, very like cringe factor. And a little bit cringe as well that it was Ask and hosting, which Haley, we talked about last week that they're no more. Ask and April has sort of they've separated.
They
are estranged. Yes.
Yeah. But so this was
happier times back
then. I kind of forgot Nancy was a part of this, if I'm being honest. Like, she's easily the most formidable part of Askin.
I only watched The Golden Bachelor through listening to the podcast. So this was maybe my first time actually seeing these women. And for some reason, in my mind, when listening to The Golden Bachelor, this is going to sound terrible, I did not picture them this way at all.
Okay.
Like, they're very, what's the word? I don't have a good word for it, but it was a vibe. Let's just say that. It was a vibe. I think it's April, the one in the white dress with like the
April's the pink dress girly.
Oh,
right. Nancy was the one dress. Nancy's the kind of the add-on where she's like the quiet. She doesn't seem to fit the group.
Yeah, but you can see her nipples pretty heavily in that dress, which was alarming. But anyway.
Yeah, I don't know. Haley, did you like the choice of bringing them back?
I did. I think it makes sense, especially since I feel like they wanted to make a big deal out of Golden Bachelor, and I think they really lucked out that it was a big deal and that like the audience were really.
I also 100% preferred these women to rando night one boots or something like that, where like you don't know who they are, or like it was somebody who we barely can remember from three seasons ago. And it's like there's always this aspect of like, okay, they're here to help judge the competition, mm-hmm. but like we're the same age. They could also date Joey in the future. Are they like, are they there to like actually, you know, be helpful, or are they there to just like maybe judge us, you know, for, because they want to like put them, it's like a weird thing where, you know, theoretically
that's they a good could point. Didn't they do that last season, Haley, with Zach had some sort of similar date where it's like Tejuan was there and then it was like, is she going to join?
Yeah, she was like, I'm here to like to host the date, but also I'm sort of into The Bachelor. And it's like, none of these women would be. Although, didn't they say something about the uncle? And I was like, where's the uncle?
I thought of that. Nancy was asking Joey if he had an uncle, but he does have an uncle. I was like, he does. Maybe he's not single.
You stay away from him. He's mine.
Funny. But yeah. I did prefer that.
My man.
I like the idea. It's like what they did in what season was that, where they had the older couple like giving advice?
All of them, Angela. That is all seasons.
Right. But it's always like in a foreign country. And like, I feel like, I do feel like this is like kind of in that lane where it's like the sort of mature person who has like wise wisdom, you know, like things to say. And, you know, maybe they're single, but like they've been there, they've lived their lives, they can impart wisdom in some way. It's
definitely
nice.
Thought we'd get that, but it was we didn't get just judging and
just being silly.
Yeah. But it was a 3-part talent competition. I think this is our first time having loungewear. What do they call it? A Sunday chill look.
I like that. Like, I like that idea. That's fun. I didn't like that they like drew all over.
Right.
Their clothes,
but... I wish we had gotten a little bit more. Yeah. And I wish we had gotten a little bit more context for what they did to prepare for this pageant. Because we kind of got in the background, like the one was like, hey, can you pass me the fabric glue? And I was like, what? I was like, are they sewing like a la RuPaul's Drag Race? Like, are they putting together looks? Like, what's happening back there? So I would have liked a little bit more insight into that. But
yeah, apparently they were supposed to customize it.
Yeah.
Because, oh, no. Was it Kelsey that had sort of tennis appliques?
Maybe she used the fabric glue.
Yeah. Yeah, I thought that was for their talent or something, but no. So it was loungewear, then a round of questions. The questions were all across the map. So you could get something like, what's Joey's best quality? Like just a total softball, or have you ever faked it? Wink, wink.
What was the one where it was like Joey, like what would you do if in the future, like Joey like had like erectile dysfunction basically was the question. And it was like,
Joey's
like,
hey,
not a problem is what Joey said.
Right. Joey had like a good episode. I'm going to give him that. Like, I thought he was quite like funny and charming.
He was funny.
Quite a lot of it.
Mm-hmm. I would agree with that. And then the talent portion.
Yikes.
Yes. So Edwina sang an original song. She said she doesn't sing, but I thought she held her own.
She's cute. I like Edwina.
Maria was doing flips in the background. And then Sydney, she's the one who has the competition experience. She's been in a pageant before. She led the audience in doing a cheer.
Have you ever seen Drop Dead Gorgeous? Any of you?
No, it's on my list, though.
It's
been a while.
It's a must see. So, what's her name? Amy. What is her name? Whatever. It doesn't matter.
Mira Sorvino? Her?
No. No. One of the characters, though, is like a cheerleader.
Is that the right movie or is that a different movie?
I think you're thinking of a different movie. But Drop Dead Gorgeous is like a mockumentary starring Kirsten Dunst. And it is just so funny. But it's about it's like basically a fake competition show. And there's one of the characters is a cheerleader, and it's like the same sort of vibes where it's like crickets. It's just so awkward.
Yeah.
But yeah, I couldn't get, I don't know if they did a lot of, I mean, I'm sure there was a lot of editing there, but clearly it was like not that great.
Well, and afterwards she was like, well, I guess we know who won the talent competition. And I think like Leah was sitting beside her being like, yeah.
What?
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Amy Adams is who I'm thinking of, by the way, for all of our listeners. Yeah. I don't think she did that great, but maybe she did and they just cut it poorly.
Possibly.
I think she did
better than like I would have done. So
yeah, obviously she has had some skill at it, but I think she needed to quit after the very first one. Just like L-O-V-E. Mm-hmm. You know, got the crowd involved.
Joey
and then
is the one for me.
Then done. End scene. But went on a little too long. And yeah, definitely crickets as far as we were shown.
Yeah.
Lexi does the, hey, Joey, I need your help with something. So I've been told that I'm the best kisser in the world. I didn't like that she said, I've learned this over my 30 years of life. Like,
yeah.
Like,
were you kissing at
age
two?
Right. But she gets him involved and that's her talent. And she ends up winning the whole competition. And that didn't really sit well.
That was a surprise to me, honestly. I thought he was just going to give it to like Edwina or one of the girls that like did some effort into like what they did. Mm-hmm. No, he just liked that she is a good kisser.
Yeah, and I didn't hear Lexi's name come up at all when it was like the asking women. They're like, I liked Maria and I liked so-and-so. I liked Leah.
He was like, I'm sorry, but she is the world's best kisser. Yeah. sorry, but no, she is the world's best kisser. So
right. So yeah, it sets it up for other women to get upset about it. And in the kind of the after party, I think it was Maria who actually brings it up to him. And she's just like, wait, like I had a real talent. I embarrassed myself. And just.
Yeah, he was like, yeah, again, it's like, okay, I'm really proud of you for playing the trumpet. But like, I do also think that she kissed well. So,
yeah, he's like, it really wasn't about the talent.
Maria was pretty talented. That woman had no limbs on the ground at one point.
Yeah, and I'll say it here and now, and maybe we'll get into it later. I'm Team Maria all the way.
I think I have to be too.
Yeah. I think I'm kind of with Joey. It's like she seemed more believable. So
yeah.
She's more convincing at the very least. I don't really know what they're even fighting about.
Yeah, like I don't know what they're fighting
about. And that's Maria's point. It's like there literally nothing's happening. Like
yeah, like I feel like Maria
is in the twilight zone.
Yeah, like Maria probably didn't do the right thing by like yelling about how oh my god, what's her name? Sorry.
Sydney.
No, the other
Medina.
One.
Medina.
How like Medina
was
old. Like she shouldn't have done the yelling, but I feel like she sufficiently apologized. But then Medina and
Medina's Sydney over it.
Just keep like going to it.
Medina listens to the podcast. She was like, he was like, do you mind telling me? And she was like, I actually don't feel comfortable with that.
Yeah.
She was like, I will not put myself in this position.
No.
And Sydney's like, I will.
Yeah. Actually, I was bullied too.
Oh, barf.
Yeah.
Yeah. And like, I wonder if something was left out.
I'm
or
sure.
What? But it's just like what Sydney was telling us. Like, I feel like we didn't see that.
Well, and so we're jumping ahead so far. And that's my babe. But I will say I read an article that Us Weekly put out. Article. She says, Sarah Herron actually wrote it. It was, basically, Ashley Iaconetti defends Sydney Gordon after helping her get on The Bachelor. And I totally forgot that Sydney is the one that works with Ashley and Jared in their on their social media pages.
I didn't know that.
So she worked the Sydney is the like that's how she got on The Bachelor. So Ashley was like saying all this stuff like we have no idea what's going on behind the scenes, like blah blah blah, like it's probably edited and all this other stuff. So yeah, I mean probably, but I still think everything that she said to Joey was bonkers.
Yeah, I mean she still said all those things, so yeah, I guess there's something, there could be something that we don't,
yeah, like Maria did not say
that Maria did, but
like that she was embarrassing, weird and dumb.
No,
by
I,
any
we
means.
Never saw that, so yeah. It, yeah, definitely made it seem like Sydney was exaggerating everything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So who's to say?
Who's to say?
But yeah, I remember that was how she got on The Bachelor, and I was like, oh, interessant.
Yeah. Yeah, different than Well, I mean, it does look like Sydney is going to be on a 2-on-1, which Ashley I was on a 2-on-1 before mm-hmm. in the past and had kind of rivalries with people, but was more the emotional type rather than the accusatory type. True. I guess.
Less yeah. fighting, more crying.
Yes. Yes. He has some 1-on-1 time there with Kelsey. I just have noted that he says that he feels so right with her. He almost can't describe it. So he just seems very taken with her, although they haven't had, you know, a 1-on-1 like individual time really yet. And Kelsey ends up getting that group date rose.
She seems like a normal person.
Yeah.
That's all I can say about Kelsey.
Yeah. Yeah, not much to go off of right now, but yeah, it's looking strong. So after Joey leaves is when it all kind of plays out with
right
Medina, because he makes a comment like, I'm not really one for drama, but if something's going on, I need to know. It's because Medina didn't give him any information. It's sort of like he leaves that there and then the info comes out. So that
he basically forces Medina to say something. And I right. just like, that's what makes me think, like, I'm sure a producer put that in his ear because it just seemed really out of left field. Like, he's
for sure.
Like, oh, like, you must tell me that somebody's bullying somebody else in the house. Like,
right. I really don't think Joey wants to delve into it further.
But no.
Yeah. Yeah. So Haley, where are you feeling after? At this point, like, was it clear that Sydney was going to be the one to sort of unveil everything to Joey? Or
yeah, it was. And it was just kind of like, girly girl, just let it go. Like, it really doesn't have anything to do with you. You have absolutely inserted yourself in this situation where you don't need to be. Medina doesn't want to deal with it anymore. So let it go. You don't have to like Maria. You don't. Like, it's right. not required. And it's fine. Like, I can understand why, like, living with somebody like this would be annoying and frustrating, mm-hmm. but you don't need to, like, from what the viewers can see, like, make stuff up.
Right Yeah, I think my favorite part was Sydney getting up. She has to leave and then she comes back like, I just can't be in this negative environment anymore. I'm gonna head out if anyone wants to join me. And then they're all just kind of sitting there, no one's joining her. But yeah, just seems like she's just making it all about her, and
right.
there's really nothing to it. We have a 1-on-1 date card that arrives, and that goes to Jen.
Who's Jen?
Yeah, exactly.
I was really surprised.
Me too.
Yeah, to see her get the date. I was excited because it's just mm-hmm. like somebody we haven't right. seen much of, but it was someone we haven't seen much of. So
right,
it wasn't predictable, which was a nice change.
Right. Yeah, I would agree. So they go surfing. We see them kind of trying on wetsuits, getting ready. She's a little nervous to go surfing. I like the line from Joey. He said something like, well, this is something I would totally do if I lived anywhere near the beach. So
he also said, I could see this in our future. Let's just get a van, pack the kids up, strap some surfboards to it, and we live in there. And I was like,
oh. I missed like, the live in there part.
I was like, Joey, maybe he didn't say no. that, but either way, yeah, it was like, same vibe. I was like, no, that's not for me. I was like, that's okay, not
I
mad
see what
vibe.
You're saying now. Yeah.
He said that, and I was like, oh, you had me going up until that live in the van thing.
Yeah, I like the more resort in Hawaii.
Right, exactly.
Thing.
Exactly.
Where's this van going? Yeah.
Yeah.
How many kids are we talking in the van?
Right.
Yeah, so. Yeah, they go surfing. Looks like they had a good time. A lot of making out, Haley.
A lot of making out with the seawater, which is not maybe
a lot of posed making out too. Yeah. Like, why don't you guys lay down in the surf and kiss?
Yeah.
I also felt bad for Jen because like Joey was like, we're going surfing, and she's
full makeup and hair.
Yeah, she's like, do you see my eyeliner? Like, that's not gonna stay.
Actually, I will say when she was wet in the water on the surfboard, that eye makeup stayed.
Yeah.
Like, it looked stunning. So I was like, whatever she's using product wise, great job.
Somebody must have been in her ear. Because I think yeah. the date card waterproof. Only said like, what a ride or something.
But she was wearing a swimsuit under her dress. So like,
yeah. Yeah.
You're gonna get wet, girl.
Yes. And then they go to, is it Hollywood Forever Cemetery?
I didn't know about that
after party, but they weren't really in the cemetery part, but they were in like a fancy, you know, put a table in the middle of a room situation.
Right.
And this is where Jen opens up about her home environment growing up and that there was a lot of just her parents not getting along. It was really
Yeah, so tough. I just clicked on the link for the Hollywood Forever. This is Buckwild.
Okay.
The Hollywood Forever Cemetery Funeral Cremation. And then there's a second side to it that says cultural events and tickets in Santa Monica. Okay.
Okay. So that's the other side of things they were at.
Okay. Oh man, this is really strange. It's also a cemetery. It's been a landmark for more than a century. Serving the needs of the community, blah, blah, blah. It's peaceful green. This is crazy. Wow.
Okay. I think I've heard about them.
I would want to go on my date, but.
Wow. Okay. Well.
I think I've seen on maybe another dating show.
You could be like tree buried there.
Oh.
I'm actually into that. I've told Mike that's
tree married?
Tree buried. I've told Mike this is how I want to be buried, which is like they put you in a pod and they plant you in the ground and you become a tree.
Well, that's very cool.
Yeah.
I haven't heard of that one.
I want to be a tree. But anyway.
I want to be like a necklace and force Ethan to wear me around all the time.
Like that vial of blood that Angela Gina leaves.
Yeah, but less creepy somehow.
Anyway, so that's a real place you can go and have Valentine's Day at the.
See, I think they do movie screenings. That's the only thing I've heard about them for.
They
but
do.
I didn't know they have bachelor dates.
Well, they have a Valentine's Day event coming up. So grab your loved one, head on over to the cemetery.
Hey, you know, like the organizers, they're like, we're not just a cemetery. Let's branch out a bit.
Yeah, they were like, we need some more like funds coming in. So
yes.
I will also say, do you guys like, this is like going back to the beach. Are you beach gals?
I'm not.
I am. Yeah, but okay. I'm not going to surf. But I want to go there and lounge.
How do you feel about the sand?
I'm fine with it. Okay. I can understand. Like,
I hate like, sand.
Yeah, I don't want it like in my house and I don't like when it gets stuck to me. I don't like when I go in the water and then I like step on the sand and it's still stuck to me.
Yeah.
But I like so the feeling like of it.
Sand. Oh, okay.
I like the
feet only.
I like it underneath the towel, like laying on it. But yeah, I don't like the feet in the hands.
Yeah, yeah. Mike would say that I would say this as well, that I have a little bit of touch of OCD when it comes to going to the beach. Like if we go to the beach, I will fully change clothes before getting into the car and like have to shower immediately. Like I hate it. I love idea of the beach, but
that's the problem.
Like what they were doing, I was like, oh, it looks so amazing. And then I was thinking about it like, nah, not for me.
Yeah.
Anyway, sorry.
Oh no. It's important to discuss. Just curious. We always analyze, would we like this date or not? And yeah. I'm more of a boardwalk walk along. Enjoy the view of the beach.
Yes. And a pool. Love a pool.
For sure. So Jen opens up about this kind of really tough story of how she grew up and that her parents separated, but her dad was still living in the basement for about 6 years. And then they just really became estranged and her dad is no longer in her life. So yeah, it doesn't sound like a good situation. And she talked about really how it affected her and her own like self-concept and just not feeling good enough. And yeah, she said she doesn't usually even talk about this. So I guess now I'm thinking about, I'm like, oh, maybe they wanted her to tell this story and we weren't expecting her to have a date based on what we've seen so far, but maybe they wanted to get that story out there earlier so he could get to know her. So
yeah, it wasn't like the most, and this is going to sound terrible. It was like, you know how there's a lot of like serious trauma stories that have some sort of hook. This was just like, yeah, no, I had a traumatic childhood. Like it was traumatic. Like it was just very.
There's no one event. Yeah.
There's no one event. Like she was like, my parents' relationship was bad. My dad started to hate us and I don't talk to him anymore. Like it's like you could expect anybody to say that in the world. Like it was very real. For The Bachelor, I should say.
Yeah. And I thought Joey handled, you know, hearing that pretty well. I think he does really well just listening to each
he's
woman
a gem,
and their
isn't
story.
He?
Yeah. And I think he takes it well and validates them.
Yeah.
So that's always good. And then they head out, and Haley, this I think is a first of a not fireworks, but a light show.
Drones. I thought it was really cool. Like I had a good time watching it.
I would love a drone show because I hate loud noises. So fireworks have never been like very fun for me, but like drones probably aren't that loud. Maybe. I don't know. Are they?
Yeah. It didn't seem like it.
Yeah. But... can you imagine that he didn't think this date was going well? And so the thing was like,
and it just says, Jen, will you
go home? Yeah. Will you go home now? Right. But it worked out well for them. And I thought it was cute.
Yeah.
It was like something different. Yeah, it did seem very silent, I would say. So I was surprised. Yeah, I was surprised though that there was no opportunity for the other women to be overlooking and seeing this happening.
Well, it was taking place above a cemetery.
Yeah, it wasn't right by the mansion or anything.
There was a mausoleum right under the drone show.
We could have a tour bus going by, like, oh, what's in the sky here? Let's pause.
So weird.
We're taking you out for a trip, guys. Yeah. But yeah, I thought that part was really cool. Will you accept this rose? And then they even got the Bachelor logo into the drone somehow.
I know. I was like pretty impressed. I'm not gonna lie. Can you imagine living right under that area and being like, what is happening?
Would have been so weird. You just walk out. And then so she gets the rose, obviously. And the final group date is a tennis date. We had to know this was coming. The date card says, ladies, I'm tired of playing singles. So pretty obvious what that was.
Yeah. I was wondering when the tennis date was coming. And
right.
Here it is.
And Joey welcomes them and has two tennis legends there, James Blake and Pam Shriver. So he was more excited, obviously, than the women because he
was
knew them.
So amped. I loved it.
I was like, I guess they play tennis.
I feel like I heard the
name. Pam is like an Olympic gold medalist. Like,
right.
She is, but I don't know.
I think they showed the guy, like his Chiron was like 10 championships and hers was like 125 or something.
Yeah, she's clearly like a beast.
Yes. Jesse comes up and he's like, there is a twist to this. Find out in the changing room.
I'm so glad it went the way that it did, though.
Right?
I feel like if this was 10 years ago, that change would have been into bathing suits.
Right.
Or something like, do you remember them riding tractors in bathing suits?
Yes.
Like, imagine them riding tractors in hot dog costumes. Like, that would have been so much more fun.
Yeah. But these costumes didn't. There was no rhyme or reason to these. I guess they were themed together. But they weren't
like themed across the board.
No.
They were just like two of the similar.
Couldn't even
like
stick
mac
to
and
all
cheese,
food.
And I like the lobster one.
That was my favorite.
That's a good one.
She was like, I got my claws out.
Yeah, the women got into it, so that was cool. But yeah, it didn't really make sense. Like they could have if they had a catchy name for this tournament or something, but
yeah,
I just wanted to embarrass them a little bit. Yeah, and yeah, they were game for it. That was cute. I liked Autumn and Daisy kind of acting like babies, like, oh, we didn't want champagne anyway, we were too little.
Yeah, I thought the women did very well with going with the flow of these costumes.
Yeah.
And I think the chemistry of the people on this date was really good. And I feel like if it was a combination of some of the people from the last date, it wouldn't have gone nearly as well.
Yeah, everyone seems like very chill and like go with the flow about it all, which was nice.
Yeah. Did we know if they chose their partners?
No.
No, we don't. But I feel like probably because just like the chemistry between Daisy and Autumn and even later in the episode, like I felt like they were always together.
Yeah.
Chelsea and Evelyn.
Yeah.
Star and Rachel. Who is Star?
Star
is Ethan's, Ethan's girlfriend. Yeah, he's.
I mean, she is very pretty, but I had to look her up when
you
said
that last
week.
He's pretty upset that she's gone, but also thrilled because now he's gonna call her.
Makes sense.
I was also surprised that I feel like usually on these competition dates, it always is like tied and it comes down to last second. But no, like lobster and butter, five to zero.
Like, yeah. They absolutely dominated. Yeah, good for them.
And I like that nobody had to go home. It was just kind of like everyone.
Yeah,
went.
Oh,
like,
true.
Like, finally. I hate when they do it every single time that it's like you have to, like, the winner gets to stay and that's it. So,
yeah.
It was nice to see everybody get to stay.
And I like that Joey was just giggling about Kelsey's butter cap going back and forth.
he could not help himself.
Yeah.
I love that when he gets in a silly, goofy mood.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it was pretty ridiculous. She had a hat on that was shaped like butter.
Yeah, a little graduation cap kind of thing. So, yeah, they all get to go to the after party. And it's kind of a trailer, like a one of those trendy trailer areas.
Yeah.
Know, like a little backdrop for Instagram or something. But I feel like we've seen that before where they've gone somewhere like that.
Yeah, it's like kind of like set up for them.
Yeah. And Caitlin talks to him about Caitlin.
It's like the third time she's mentioned that she has a family curse.
Yes, but
I'm starting to believe
it up to him.
I'm starting to believe that she does actually think that like her family is cursed.
Is she gonna get one of those ritual dates where they have to burn something?
Exactly. And Joey's like, so like, why do you think that's the case? Like, she's so sweet.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I was kind of surprised to see that she got the group date rose for the curse, maybe just to help her feel better about
that. Yeah, I was also surprised, but I was like quite chuffed that she did. I like her. She's fun. I feel like she's not the typical person you find on this show.
And yes.
I like that he's going for people we're not really expecting him to go for.
Yeah, she's a little quirky. Yeah, I do like that. Rachel.
I also think they're showing... Yeah. They're showing things that maybe they haven't shown in the past. Like when that girl gets her earring stuck on the sweater. Like, I feel like that would have been relegated to the blooper reel in the past, but it like makes the main show is like kind of interesting.
Yeah. I thought that was really funny. God, he loves Rachel. He is so,
so cute. Yeah.
She's fun.
I like her too.
She's just so confident. And even just that she's talking about that he reminds her of his dad and she doesn't make it weird.
Yeah.
So you can pull that off. So he's kind of charmed by like how like her affection she has for her dad.
Yeah.
And yeah, I thought that was cool. I agree. I think they are showing more those little moments. Like I don't even think they would show that like butter thing. You know, in typical episode.
They're making him extremely likable. I'll say that.
Yeah.
Like he's so down to earth.
Right. Just it's fun.
Which I think that he is, but you know, sometimes they try to make the down to earth guy seem like something that he's not when he's just like a normal dude, you know?
Well, and kind of his wardrobe is definitely different than I think we've seen in the past. It's not just the typical preppy. He's wearing those floral button downs.
Yeah.
Kind of the Hawaii vibe. So I like that.
I'm sorry, don't you mean the Pennsylvania vibe?
Oh, yeah. Bringing it to Pennsylvania. Okay, where do we predict that he's going to end up? Like, he's not going to stay in Philly, but is he going back to Hawaii? Is going to be?
I don't
LA
think he's
going.
I would love to think that he would go back to Hawaii, but like Hawaii's had like some trauma over the past few years, so like maybe he's like unable to as well.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm surprised they haven't really brought any of that up with like the wildfires and stuff that like devastated Hawaii, and it's still like under reconstruction. Like, I don't know.
Yeah,
I'm not sure.
I feel he's going to end up in San Diego. Like
I thought he was going to end up in New York.
New York would be great.
I know. I feel like it's going to be New York.
Okay. Yeah. Let's see. I was happy to see Kelsey T. She's on my draft. Seemed like she was kind of a sleeper, but they had a little makeout, a little mini tennis lesson. And he said that she kind of surprised him. So I like that there's some new people that can surprise us too.
Yeah.
And then we have Daisy. So she had the one-on-one last week and they have the one-on-one time.
This
and she's
so cute.
I know. She talks about her cochlear implant again, asks if he has any questions. He gets to touch it.
He was like, oh, is that like a magnet? And he was like genuinely so curious about it.
Yeah.
It's very sweet to like see somebody like, I don't know. It's like see, you could be very intimidated by something like that, and like it could make you act differently, and it doesn't seem to have, which is nice.
Yeah, and he had said that he was already kind of worried about her on the tennis date, and she kind of reassured him about that. But, and so he's already kind of thinking about her in that way of looking out for her.
Right.
And then he had that line where she says, like, yeah, it makes me different. No, it makes you special. Like, how rom-com a movie.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like, okay, Joey, like, let's roll it back just a little bit.
Yeah.
He's just leaning in to the part.
Yeah, for sure. So as mentioned, Caitlin gets that group date rose. And yeah, we're back at the mansion. We get that famous announcement from Jesse. Joey doesn't want to do the cocktail party. Or yeah, no cocktail party tonight because he wants a pool party. And yeah, this is the first time we see some kind of sponsor for the pool party. So they're very excited about KFC. Did it give anyone shades of like a Survivor reward?
Yes.
Yes. 100%.
The challenge when like Burger King sponsored.
Oh yeah, that's exactly what it's like. It's more like that for sure. Because like Burger, and they'll like get, they'll just have Burger King like sitting on a table.
Yeah. They'll you're the Burger King like champion of the week, and they have to wear the crowns while they're
doing
the liberation and eating Whoppers.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know if like eating a bucket of chicken like fits with like the I'm trying to look hot in my swimsuit vibe that they're going for, but they probably were really excited just to have something that just from like regular life in the house. So
exactly.
And yeah, this is really just a setup for this Sydney, Medina, Maria drama. But we did see Maria and Medina hash it out, and it seems like, hey, we're good, but Sydney is keeping this fight alive. And this is when she pulls Joey aside about these things that we never heard Maria say, but apparently she called Sydney, what was it, embarrassing, stupid, weird.
I know, yeah, it was so strange. Crazy.
And that she was like, creating a hostile environment.
Right. She said she's bullying me. And Sydney even is like, I'm not one to tattle. And then she does, in fact, do that.
Yeah.
I get it. Maria is like a very strong personality. Mm-hmm. So we can't know if there were things said that didn't make the cut or whatever. But right, it does genuinely seem like Maria is like shocked to hear these things. Mm-hmm. And I exactly felt what Joey was saying when he was like, you know, it seemed more genuine what Maria's was saying than what Sydney was saying. Like Sydney didn't seem to be putting on a bit, you know.
Yeah, I mean, because it really all stemmed from Sydney overheard Maria talking about Medina, but then she just really, it wasn't her fight, you know, she just had to step into it. And yeah, she's the one keeping it alive. I think Medina and Maria sort of realized it was kind of a misunderstanding. And yeah, at that point, when Sydney pulls Joey aside, he doesn't even know like really who Medina was talking about. So Sydney's just like, well, yeah, I'm not one to tattle, but I felt so bullied.
And like, I'm exactly. surprised that none of the other girlies were just like, Sydney, you got to let this one go.
Right.
Right. Even Medina, like, I think she was like trying to, but, and maybe they did, but I also think there is that aspect of they don't want to say anything. They don't want to be brought into it at all. No. Because if they say, Sydney, you need to let it go, then Sydney attacks them and now they're involved and now Joey thinks they're part of it. Better just to sit back.
Yeah,
but it's just, and like I know it's like it's noble for Sydney to be going to bat for Medina like this, but you've also known this woman for
you're not best maybe friends.
6 calendar days.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I think it's a case of just two personalities clashing, and so maybe Sydney just saw that opportunity. Like, oh, you said something about someone else. I'm going to use that to try to get you out just because I don't like you.
Yeah, but like the fact that she was like, she attacked me verbally, right. Like it was a lot of strong language that it wasn't great. Yeah. Didn't make her look good in my eyes. And right. That's what matters, guys.
Yeah, and they don't have a connection to build off of, whereas Maria right. and Joey already have that from before, from night one. So, Yeah. So then Joey pulls Maria and, you know, she just does seem very genuinely shocked, disappointed. And she talks about how she has been actually bullied in the past and that she would not ever do that to anyone else.
Right.
And then she kind of ends with, if you like Sydney, if you like Sydney, there's no way you can like me. And Haley, we've talked about this kind of line in the past where it's like, doesn't ever go over well, but Joey,
so it was like yeah, oh, I guess you're right. Point.
Yeah. Yeah. And like, I didn't feel like, I feel like often when somebody's saying that line, it's like, you choose her, me. Mm-hmm. Where for me, how Maria was saying it was almost like dejected, where yeah, she was like if you no like her, way. Then you can't like me. Yeah. Like, I don't know what it is, like, what you think's happening. It didn't feel like
we're so situation. Different. She was yeah. like, I don't get along with her. I don't see how, if you like me, we would get along, is really what she's saying. You know, mm-hmm. like yeah. the, not only would we not get along, but like the, there's no way we would be like in love. Like,
yeah,
you know, so I don't know. I just felt like she was maybe just way over it at that point too.
Yeah. Yeah. But I think it really worked on him, whether she was doing it for like a move or not. I think yeah. it was just really genuine, but it sunk in with him and he realized, yeah, I didn't really ask follow-up questions to Sydney. I didn't really like see what she was really talking about, like get the examples, because Maria doesn't really know what it is. So it comes down to the rose ceremony, and Maria's worried about her getting eliminated because of Sydney, but of course it comes down to the two of them at the end. They both make it through.
Right. I was like, okay.
Yeah.
Moving on.
Yes. So we do lose Krissa, Evelyn, and Star. So Star. Sorry, Ethan.
He's having a rough night.
Yeah. She got like one ITM, I think. She got a little bit of time talking to Evelyn.
Couldn't have told you that.
Yeah. Same with Krissa. Krissa was on my draft.
Yeah. I understand why the two of them went home. I'm really sad to lose Evelyn.
She's yeah, I agree.
Like a great time.
She was also like, not, I don't want to say a narrator, but she was like, they gave her a lot of moments. So
yeah, she had a lot of moments on the group dates. She was fun in the lobster costume. And she of course leapt over the table last week. Yeah, we saw a lot of her kind of closing out the episode, just being a little emotional about it.
Yeah. So. Also, she'll be fine. She's like stunning and
true,
quite the catch. So
true.
I like that she was like, "I'm gonna go home, back to my job and my family," which I believe. Like, I don't think she's gonna be like the one that goes on Instagram and is like the next, you know, influencer. She seems too down to earth for that.
Yeah. No.
Although crazier things have happened, so I don't know.
Never know. Yeah. Have you heard the rumors that BIP might be like postponed or
no?
Yeah. I have heard that, but I'm hoping it's because they want to do a Bachelor Summer Games kind of deal.
That would be good.
I would enjoy that, honestly. I'm a little over, not over it, but I'm a little bored with
it. It needs a break. Yeah.
Yeah. I think it's something like if it was to go on, it wouldn't be at the same resort. Mm. Like the resort was sold.
Oh, so, is that what happened?
Interesting. Yeah. Interesting.
So maybe they need the time to find a new location if that's the case.
I guess.
Work out a new contract. Yeah, I'm kind of over they could do a new location. I think it'd be fun.
Yeah, I think, and just some like something fresh, something new.
Yeah. No, I like the winter or the summer games idea.
Yeah, sure. That would be nice.
All right, let's get into questions. All right, this is from George. Follow at GeorgeCTV for all the draft points. I don't even think I want to look at the draft scores right now.
I do. I would like him to make a special request that we look at the draft scores on the podcast.
Why are you winning?
I'm not just winning, Angela. I am dominating.
Yeah. That's funny.
Yeah, we'll get to them, but let's go to this first. Let's start with the house drama. This week, I say all of the blame goes to Joey. On the group date, after his time with Maria, he said in an ITM interview, "I want them to feel like it is a safe space with me and they can share whatever they need to." The next scene is him saying to Medina, "I want to check in with you because at the cocktail party, there was something going on. Honestly, this is the right time to chat about anything. So I want to see if there's anything in particular that you want to share." Medina is reluctant, but Joey again uses the phrase safe space, saying, "I want to make sure everything is okay. I'm trying to be that safe space for you, if that makes sense." Okay, I love these quotes because I kind of missed that part.
Yeah.
Welcoming. Oh my goodness. Medina shares. Yeah. But declines naming anyone to Joey. We don't see Medina say anything to the other women, but we do see him go back to the group and say he'd heard there was bullying going on in the house. Joey can't say he's providing a safe space for the women to share with him if he is then going to go back and talk to everyone about what was said to him in confidence. All right, let's stop there. What do you think of that?
This is what I said before about the producer side of it.
Though. Yeah,
none of this is Joey.
Yeah, I was going to say it's hard to say this is Joey when he is just being a producer's mouthpiece. But I get where you're coming from, George.
Yeah,
for sure. Like, it was very...
he's getting produced.
Scripted.
Then George says, having said that, later in the episode, Joey seems frustrated that he is hearing conflicting stories from Sydney and Maria. I know it won't happen, but the leads should be able to go to production and ask to see clips of conversations if it will impact their decision of who goes home.
Yeah, I think that's fair enough.
And I would love to have that like moment as well, where it's like, even after he has the conversation with Maria and Sydney, he like is sitting down in front of a TV and like watching it happen. Like, I feel like that would be fun TV, you know,
fun twist. Even if they showed it to us, like, remember in Love is Blind, like the Clementine conversation,
the Clementine.
Like, show it to us after or insert it in there so we can sort of, because I'm confused.
But like watching him get that reaction live of like, oh, and then just like storming off to like throw Sydney out the door.
Right. How dare you throw Maria under the bus?
Mm-hmm. Like, you're a liar.
All right, from George. Now for something less stressful. Ding, Mary, Kill pageant edition. Fashion/runway portion, Q&A portion, or talent portion?
Oof.
You go, Angela.
Kill talent, for sure. Can't live like that. Mary, Q&A, Ding, fashion.
I think that's right.
I think I might switch the Q&A and because I want to marry being able to be in soft jammies.
Oh, okay.
I guess if we're thinking about it, like for this specific pageant. Yeah.
Right.
That makes sense.
Right. But yeah, if it's all sorts of fashion, like if it's bathing suit in there.
Yeah. If I have to look good all the time. No, thank you.
Right. If you two are going to dress up as a duo for the tennis tournament, what were your themed outfits be? Okay, let's workshop this.
Yeah, like, okay, Amy.
Peanut butter jelly.
Oh, that's a good one.
Mac and cheese.
I was going to say we could be like roses or like
a daffodil
and like a daisy or something.
Bacon and eggs.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, what are some like, or like red and white wine?
Oh, yeah, that's cute. A good one. Yeah, I like that.
And then George wonders, why are we getting two nights next week? Okay, any predictions on this?
This is rude because
it's a little early for this.
But also, I don't want to brag, but we are all in long-term relationships.
True.
And we love a festivity.
Oh, I didn't even think of when this is.
So it's going to end up that like our Valentine's date is going to be each other, which is fair enough because our relationship lasted longer.
I didn't even think of that.
Either of the men in our lives.
Yeah, I don't have any reservations that night.
So. Well, we also like we never sell it. Like we just got lucky that so our preschool does this thing where they will they call it Parents Night Out, and you can drop your kids off at like 6 p.m. They'll give them pizza and they'll watch a movie and then you pick them up at 9:30. But that's Friday. That's this Friday. So we're gonna do like a little. It honestly for them as well. It's like a cash cow, but like, and it's comfortable too because like he goes there all the time anyway. So easy peasy, but. So for Valentine's Day proper, like I'm not doing anything. you know?
Yeah.
I don't think a lot of, I think it's like Wednesday. Like most people do things on the weekend anyway, right? Yeah. I think
we're trying to find like a good takeout option, like a good, like fun takeout menu, but we're still on the hunt.
Heart-shaped pizza.
Yeah.
Love option. All right. Now we'll get into the draft. Okay. Okay.
Says for Amy dejectedly. Yeah. Oh, now we'll get into the draft.
Do it. Here we go. Haley is starting to run away with this season. She now has 100 points, aided by going 5 of 6 on bonus questions this week. She also kept all 6 of her picks this week: Daisy, Leah, Caitlin, Maria, Jess, and Sydney. Tori is second with 67, getting 3 bonus questions for 15 points. She lost Star, so has 4 left: Rachel, Allison, Edwina, and Jen. Amy is third with 58 points. She only got 2 bonus questions right for 10 points. She also lost Krissa and Evelyn with 4 picks left: Kelsey A, Lexi, Autumn, and Kelsey T. Okay, and Autumn and Kelsey T are very invisible, so I'm not feeling good about that. I swapped out Medina for this week. Amy, would you like to swap someone for Medina again? I don't know. I'm not really feeling great about Autumn, but I'm also not feeling great about Medina, so I think I'm just going to leave it.
I think that's the right move.
And then bonus questions for this week. We have 2 nights that appear to both be 2 hotels episodes, like travel. One, how many one-on-one dates will Joey have next week? A, less than 3. B, 3. C, more than 3.
And I think this is over the 2 episodes, correct?
Oh, okay. Over the 2 episodes. One-on-one dates? Oh, my gosh.
I think
it's tricky.
I think I'm going to go with 3. I like that.
3.
Oh, you know what? No, I'm going to go less than 3 because we're going to get one of those 2-on-1s in there.
So it could be 1-on-1.
You know what? I'm going 3. I'm going
3. Okay. This is tricky. Okay, I'll do less than 3 then.
Okay.
2. Joey kissed 7 of the 18 women this week. How many of the remaining 14 will he kiss next week? Less than 7. B, 7 to 8. C, more than 8. Okay. I'm going to do less than 7.
I'm going to do 7 to 8.
Yeah, is he like cooling on the kissing maybe a little bit?
I think he's consistently kissing the same people over and over.
Okay. It's always the same 7. 3. We get the Sydney/Maria 2-on-1 date next week. Will the Monday episode end as a cliffhanger mid 2-on-1 date? A, obviously. B, no.
No.
You're so right. I'm going to go obviously.
I'm going to go obviously.
I hope it doesn't, but yes.
Like, it might be a literal cliffhanger.
Off the cliff.
Yeah. One of them will be standing there. 4. How will the 2-on-1 end? A, both leave. No Rose. B, Sydney leaves. C, Maria leaves. Or D, both stay.
I think Sydney leaves.
Okay. Yeah, I definitely think Sydney leaves. I'm just determining, do they both leave? That seems to be the trend lately, but I feel like he likes Maria enough. I'm going to do B, Sydney leaves. Okay, 5. Who gets the final rose at the next rose ceremony? Oh, okay, like the last person.
Hmm.
Ooh.
Who do you think, Amy? Because I think I have a pick, but I don't want to throw you off.
Okay. Well, if I think Maria's staying, I'm going to say Maria. I think she's still going to cause drama.
But she's going to get the...
Oh, no. So she'd have the group dates. Okay. Yeah. So now I'm really thrown. Okay. Who's going to be the last person in the... I don't really...
Somebody random, probably.
Yeah. I think it's going to be someone random. I'm trying to think who else they were upset about. Lexi.
Okay, that's a good one.
Kisser.
They were mad about the talent, so
right, that's a good Lexi. One.
Okay.
I'm gonna go with Jess because in this episode she was really concerned about not getting a rose.
Oh yeah, okay. She's the one that was the premiere that everyone was like mad about, right?
I forgot about her. I totally forgot she was there. So that's probably a good one. All right. 6. We saw Jesse Palmer eating KFC to end this week's episode. Will he do a product promotion at any point next week? A, yes, or B, no?
I'm going to go B, no. I think we need a couple weeks off from product placement.
Yeah, I think that one was so obvious. You know, if the question was like, will he show up at the very like end credits? I feel like that could have been a yes, but I'm going to say no for product promotion. But that has to be like overt product promotion. If he just says like, this is the blah, blah, blah bowl or whatever. I don't think that counts, does it? Mm-mm. It's like has to be him like directly involved with it. Okay. As always, thanks for the fun podcast. Okay, we have a few more questions here. Allison Hoden wants to know, is Joey the first Bachelor to actually ask the women questions about their lives? Wow, the bar is in hell.
And he also seems like interested too.
Yeah, he actually follows through, responds to what they say. Yeah, that's a good point. Samantha Snow, do you think production made Joey ask about all the drama in the house? It doesn't seem like he would have naturally kept pushing for answers.
Yes, yes, yes.
Yes.
Yes. Times yes.
But I also feel like he just wants everything to be cool and calm.
Yeah, he's like so chill.
Yeah, but it's like a good thing he's like trying to get open the streams of communication, because that's a good indication that he'll be actually willing to communicate.
Yeah, like as a partner in life.
Tess Hagen, I missed the thread last week, but wanted to follow up on the question for me in the first podcast. For context, I picked the show back up after a few seasons and you asked why and what seasons I'd watched. Oh yeah, I remember this. I watched seasons 15 to 19 of Bachelorette and seasons 24 and 25 of The Bachelor, then fell off because I can only take so much seemingly manufactured drama. Honestly, I only picked it back up because an author I follow on IG said a lot of Lewis women this season seemed like book girlies, and I thought that sounded fun, even if they never actually bring up books. LOL. Liking this season so far. Okay, that's so random. That's funny.
And it's funny because I feel like we mentioned that in the draft too. Yeah. And we're like, ooh, somebody's reading. Yeah.
Right.
Oh, gosh. And they do seem like book girlies.
Yeah.
Even if they're not talking about them on screen.
So funny.
Yeah.
Nice. All right. Well, that's it for questions. Haley, do you have takes from Doug for this episode? Is he tuning in?
No, he's not.
It's just has takes, right?
Just listening to
Still hasn't joined. Okay.
I don't think he's watched yet. We'll see. I haven't read the takes yet, so we'll see. I feel like they should send many of the women who are eliminated quickly to be on some sort of mediocre second chance show where the lead is just some average guy who is nothing special. If they did do this, should they make the lead Clayton or Zach?
Oh my gosh.
That's interesting. To like immediately go from the show to like a Bachelor in Paradise type thing.
That would be interesting because they wouldn't have time to scope anyone out. That would be cool.
After hearing that woman writing herself off for being 31, should I start digging my own grave at 36? Or should I just start managing a boy band and get married on the show at 40 like Kenny did?
Yeah.
Time.
Ugh, rough. I know, I'm turning 30. How old am I? 35. Am I going to be 35?
I thought you were going to be 34. Are you 30?
I was born in 89, so that means 35 in April. So yeah, I'm considered geriatric.
I think so.
Gynecologist now. So if you get pregnant at 35, you have a geriatric pregnancy.
That's
just so you're aware.
That's tough. That is a tough one.
It's tough to hear, right?
Yeah.
It's tough to hear.
With a marquee musical guest like Michael Bolton on the show, is it safe to assume that we will be seeing Tennille Arts for the rest of the season because they have no more budget?
Yeah. Probably.
Bring back Tennille Arts. Just to make Doug happy.
What is a stronger emotion? Ethan's love for Star or your hatred of strapless bras? I can promise you it is my hatred of strapless bras.
So do you have a hatred of other people wearing strapless bras?
No, just me personally. Okay. Oh, yeah, no. If you want to wear a strapless bra, like, power to you, and I'm jealous. But I don't think they work, though.
Like, I don't think they work.
I can't handle that. It's just like, it's just me being tied together, basically. I don't want it.
No. If I have to wear a strapless bra with a dress, it's not the dress for me.
No. Mm-hmm. Do you think Hannah Brown used the word befumbled at any point in her thrilling new book? I don't think so, but I will get back to you in a few weeks to a few months when I eventually read it.
Yeah, I'm not going to read that one. I'll wait for your review.
Yeah, you can follow the reviews at The Strong Library on Instagram.
I do.
And that's it. That's it from Doug. That's it from me.
All right. We did it, guys.
We did it.
Watch this episode.
We watched another episode of The Bachelor.
You guys made me feel better about it. I was a little, thought it was a little sleepy, but no, I had fun discussing it. So
yeah,
I thought it was better than last week, personally. I watched it faster and didn't like feel like it was much of a drag, but
I think it really helps being able to zoot zoot through the commercials.
So true. So true.
And I'm excited that's travel already. Is it Malta next week, they said?
Malta and then Spain the next night.
Nice.
But yeah, I think I texted Haley last week, which is how I ended up here talking to you guys, that I was like, it's Thursday and I'm still 15 minutes to the end of this episode. Because I would watch it in like 15 minute stints because I would get like so bored. So this week I did better, I guess. Two chunks, not as bad.
Nice. Yeah, I like your strategy of watching it during your commute.
A commute, yeah. As long as I'm not walking and watching, then I think we're okay.
Yeah.
That's so smart.
I don't have a commute anymore, so.
Yeah, my commute is like I roll from my bedroom to my office.
It's getting more aggressive, my commute, because I live in New Jersey and I go into New York City, and I used to go in once a week, and now it's twice a week, and now it's three times a week, and so it's like, ugh.
Yeah.
So you basically need The Bachelor to be super long so you have content to watch.
I need it to be.
Yes.
I have to watch, what is it? Love is Blind Sweden, too.
Yeah, you do. It's
I actually did think that that's probably that's the best place to do it because I won't have anything else to distract me from the subtitles.
No, that would be a good subway watch, I think.
Yeah.
For sure. Definitely have to do dubbing for that.
Yes.
But yes. All right. Yeah. Listeners, if any of you check it out, let us know what you think. All right. Angela, anywhere you'd like to point people to? Thank you so much again for joining us.
No, thank you for having me. I mean, you can always follow me on Instagram. It's at Ange Pelagi. It's really just my dog and my child, but, you know,
very cute.
The occasional take.
Yeah. And Haley, where can we find you?
I did two podcasts other than the Bachelor podcast this past week.
Good for you.
I was on the Lonely Boys podcast talking about an episode of Gossip Girl. I don't watch Gossip Girl except when they ask me to watch it for their podcast because I just want to talk to them. And then I also joined our friend Tori over on her new podcast, Ready to Be Romance, to talk about the first book and series of Bridgerton. So I'm very excited to force people to talk about Bridgerton with me.
Anytime.
I can't wait for the third season. Anyway,
yeah,
so
it's actually too far away.
Yeah. So, and then on Twitter and Instagram at @hstrong_ and my Bookstagram account, I'm posting lots of reviews and everything at The Strong Library.
Nice. And find me on Twitter at @rjpcapper. Thanks again for listening.